I was haggled down for my train ticket today. It was really weird. When I went to buy the ticket, the lady behind the counter saying, "Are you sure you don't want to wait 2 minutes? It's a much slower train, but it's so much cheaper." And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I need to get there on time. And then she says, "It's about £20 different, about £25 different, in fact, in the price." And I'm thinking, that's a lot of money, actually, just to get there half an hour later. 25 quid, that's a 50 quid an hour wage. I think, I think I will. And she goes, "Yeah, wise move," and gave me a wink. And I thought, you're right, you know, in this current climate, even though most of it exists in my head, we should be thinking about saving money. Especially as, you know, I tend to spend £35 to go to London, standing and back. Why not spend £20-25 less and maybe even get a chair? Who knows? It's still the commuter roulette as to whether or not you're going to get a seat, whether or not you're going to get there even, whether the train arrives. But at least if I'm not spending that much money, I've got less to complain about. But it was nice. I thought that was great customer service from the lady in Milton Keynes train station. And I'll be taking London Midland today. They do have plug sockets. You've just got to know where to find them. Go down by the toilet. There's normally plug sockets there saying not for public use. But I'm terribly dyslexic and never understand those little signs. The train is pulling up now. Let's all elbow each other in the face as we vie and fight for something resembling a chair. If not, there's always the floor.
This is Milton Keynes Central.
I'll sit here. Thank you. It's nice to have a chair, actually.
This train is for London Euston. The next station is Bletchley.